We are almost at the end of ordinary time. And as I said, 2 weeks more, it's Advent season already. We are at the end of the 2018 liturgical year. It's funny though, whenever we see a Marvel's movies, kids and adults alike wanted to stay until the last credits. We want to see what's next to that film. Same thing happens in our readings today. Daniel in the first reading and Jesus in the gospel today both talks about a glimpse of the end of time and its signs or what is to come. But what really is the end of time? What is our understanding of the end of time? What is its significance? Some will say it is the end of our time on earth, our own death. But we say that the end of time is the second coming of Jesus Christ. As described in the gospel, He will come in great power and glory. And He will gather all the living and the dead, including the angels and saints. This is when the earth meets the heaven. This is a glorious event where we will see again our beloved ones who had gone before us. What a great sight that I myself would like to see. But again, no one knows the day or the hour, but only the Father. We come to the understanding that on that day, the last judgment will take place. The last judgment will reveal that God's justice triumphed over all the injustices committed by His creatures, and that God's love is stronger than death. Nevertheless, God's love and mercy will prevail on that day. Creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay. And creation will be perfectly reestablished in Christ. And we will all see God face to face. And so the question arises, what does the end of time call people to do? What is its significance? The message of today's reading is a calling for conversion, a change of heart, a transformation from our old selfish way to the adoption of God's will. God is giving each and every one of us a time to amend our life. Now is the acceptable time to make a difference before the day of salvation. Before the day of salvation. So we are called. Our conversion. Our change of heart. Our transformation. And there's still time, my brothers and sisters. There's still time. A friend of mine was diagnosed recently with cancer. Stage 4. We asked her, where is God in this? She said, God was so good to me. God was so good to me. I can't complain because of all the blessing that He gave me and my family. He has His reason, which I don't know. I know my end is near, But I believe God will never forsake me and abandon me in this suffering. In this suffering. And I accept this suffering and welcome it. Needless to say, He would not give me something that I couldn't carry. But as I suffer, I partake in the suffering of Christ. I do my share in the suffering of Christ. And in my suffering, I offer it as a sacrifice for others. I offer it as a sacrifice for others to save just one soul, to pray for one's salvation, to intercede for them. I saw in her a brave soul, a brave spirit, courageous spirit, I should say, ready to face anything that comes her way. She has a solid and a great faith. My brothers and sisters, beginning today, before the season of Advent, it is time to reflect on what we had done in this life to ourselves, to our families, and to our neighbors, and to the least of our brothers and sisters. Did we do well enough? Do we need to do more? It is also time to recall our past mistakes, our faults, our misjudgments. Did we admit them? Or did we say sorry for them? These questions will help us to prepare in the coming season of Advent. At the same time, to ask ourselves today, are we ready to face God? Are we ready to face God?